بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اصحابي كنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نسل يا رسول الله. I have dedicated a part of my day, a portion of time for recitals. So perhaps I make dua, I make tasbih, I remember Allah, I recite Quran. We all have a certain part in the day that we dedicate to acts of worship. He says, Ya Rasul of Allah, out of all that time, how much time should I dedicate for salat and salam upon you, for durood upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, however much time you want to. So he says, Ya Rasul of Allah, I will dedicate a quarter of that time. So 25% of the time will be reserved for durood upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that's good, and if you increase it, it will be better for you. So he came back and he said, Ya Rasul of Allah, one third of that time, I will dedicate it for salat and salam upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's good, and if you increase it, it will be better. He went up to half. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's good, if you increase it, it's better. He says, two thirds of the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's good, if you increase it, it will be better. He says, Ya Rasulullah, all that time that I normally dedicate for acts of worship, I'm going to reserve it only for durood upon you, salat and salam upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do that, idhan tukfa hammak wa yuqda daynuk wa yughfar dhanbuk, Allah will take care of all your anxieties. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us there are times in life where we go through challenges, anxieties. It's natural, it happens. Everyone has those challenges and you have to face it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us certain recitals that you must recite in those moments and during those times. Very, very effective. One of the most effective recitals is abundant salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this person, if you will do that, Allah Ta'ala will help you and assist you. It's not that if you recite it and poof, it's gone. No. Allah Ta'ala will help you deal with it. And Allah Ta'ala will open up Allah Ta'ala will open up an avenue for you. So Rasulullah told me three things. Allah will sort out your anxiety. Number two, Allah Ta'ala will take care of your debts. Your debts through that Allah Ta'ala will help you pay off your debts. And number three, Allah Ta'ala will forgive your sins. Not that I grant us understanding.